You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, and it's time for our Valley Talk program. And I am joined here by Bo Broby from the Grand Theater. How's it going today, Bo?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So what have you have for us today?
So I'm here to talk about mostly for the Grand Theater on our Wednesdays. We are doing a free family movie along with video gaming Inside 2 at 1 o'clock every Wednesday. And it's free for everyone who comes. You just have to buy a snack per person. Or if you don't feel like a snack, it's just $1 for admission also.
Nice, nice. So what kind of games are you playing then?
So we have a Nintendo Switch that's always at the theater, so a lot of times we'll have like Mario Kart, Super Smash Brothers, Mario Party.
Nice.
Just we try to think of a lot of games with that can do four players, just since we usually have, you know, at least 10 kids or so in there at a time. But then I know this week one of the kids that comes quite often is going to bring his Xbox, and we're going to do a lot of different fighting games.
Nice,
Mortal Kombat, DC Fighters. Depending on the age group, we have appropriate kind
of
games for everyone.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you're not going to bring in the 8-year-olds and then play some Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll put Power Rangers on or something like that for them.
Does that mean like maybe there might be some like tournament play stuff like that?
Yeah, we randomly do tournaments during the day too. Like if we have a decent amount, we'll say, hey, let's do a double elimination tournament, and we'll give some kids movie passes or something for the winner.
That sounds really fun, actually. And you know, Mario Kart and Smash Brothers, that's always fun for all ages, honestly.
Oh, for sure. So. And then on the big screen, you know, it's even more fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I can imagine that, especially with the surround sound.
Yeah,
you know, the really immersed there, and just almost like a arena setting. You know, those famous esports players.
Yep.
You know, like you get kind of that feeling. Not the roaring crowd, but still, it's pretty fun to be in that type of atmosphere. So you mentioned that there's also family movies on the other side. So can you tell us a little more about kind of what that entails?
Yeah. So every Wednesday, also at 1 o'clock, we're gonna start a free family movie with your snack purchase. And a lot of the movies we have on our lineup, there are quite a few more current movies that came out in the last couple years. Then we have a couple random throwback films, too. So we kind of keep them a little secret just to maybe entice people to come out more each week. But it's more so just, you know, 1 o'clock, Wednesday hump day. We figured it's a nice way to we know there's kids who babysit a handful of kids, or if you know grandma has her grandkids, it works out really good to, you know, get out of the house and come see a free movie and enjoy some popcorn and ices and everything like that.
Yeah, that would sound like a great day. Yeah, I'd love to, you know, be a kid again and, you know, go to movies with all my daycare friends. That sounds like a really cool thing. So that's what you've got coming up for, you know, on Wednesdays, you mentioned, and that's every Wednesday?
Yep, so every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, you can know that you can have the kids ride their bikes up, you can drop them off, you can come to the movies with them. And we run the movies usually, you know, it's going to be an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, and we run gaming from 1 to 3, so like last week, we had a handful of kids who watched the movie, and then when they got done, they came over and played games for a little bit. So
nice.
It's kind of cool.
And you can, as long as you do one, you can do the
other. You can do either. I mean, like, say your nephew goes with his sisters to the cartoon, and he gets bored. He can leave the theater and go into the gaming side, and
nice.
Vice versa. And then, also I thought I would also that's every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. You can come to the Grand Theater. And also, you know, it's summertime, so our movie lineup is really great. We've had awesome movies.
Ridiculous, I know. Got like, the new Spider-Man movie in
there. Yeah, we have the Spider-Man cartoon in right now, which is fantastic. Everyone is loving it.
Yeah.
The Little Mermaid has blown everyone away.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of the best live-action classic tales they've done.
Cool.
And then, like, this Friday, we're getting The Flash, which is finally being released. It's got Michael Keaton's Batman in it. So,
oh, wow. That's really cool.
And then we're also getting the new Pixar cartoon, nice. Elemental, which looks hilarious.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And I'm even, you know, off the top of my head, you know, in about a month, you got Indiana Jones coming, I assume.
Yep. That should be Indiana Jones actually will be our next movie after these two starting Friday.
Okay. Nice, nice.
So, and then Transformers, mm-hmm. we should be getting in, and there's new Ninja Turtles cartoon, and
yeah,
there's
God,
just
lots of movies. You almost, I feel like you have to like pick and choose. Like, oh man.
Well, the nice thing is when we bring movies in, we have to keep them for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So usually it gives people some time to find time to come in and see the movie they want to see.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I definitely want to stop by and watch that Spider-Man flick. I've heard nothing but amazing things about it, so, and I'm definitely one who enjoys animated movies, so.
Yeah, and another thing, I know the community really loves it. I don't know if you've ever been to it, but on Tuesdays, our movies are also $3
nice.
All day long, half off ticket price, so a lot of families love, especially if you got multiple kids, it's the perfect day to bring the whole family out. You can, you know, splurge and get a couple snacks
nice.
And everything for the family, so. Yeah, you can follow our Facebook page is one of the best things to do to keep up on any news and upcoming events we have going on. Definitely keep your ear open, too, for Crazy Days because we have a pretty – I think we have a pretty exciting thing we're going to do for Crazy Days this year, too. So
you'll have to maybe let us know on a future Valley Talk program.
Yeah, maybe I'll come a little closer because I know we do some – last year we tried something new with the auction where we we auctioned off a movie pass for the year, and that was pretty popular, not going to lie.
Yeah, that's going to be, I mean, holy crap, that would be a really great thing to win. And, yeah, for the Grand Theater, you know, being one of the oldest movie theaters, I think, in the nation?
Yeah, they a lot of people claim it's the oldest continuously running theater in the country. And then whenever I mention it to some people, they say, oh, I thought this theater was. So I like to say it's one of the oldest continuously running theaters in the country. It was built in 1907.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, like, for it to constantly have new things to get people to come in, I mean, it's just always an exciting place for sure. So you got anything else that you want to kind of talk about for the Grand Theater?
No, I mean, you know, the theater's right in the center of town. We love when people just pop in for snacks to go even. We've got our soda machine out front. I don't know if you know this. We have a pop machine out front of the Ooh. Theater, and one in like 8 cans has a free movie ticket on it.
Interesting.
So that's that thing's really, really popular cool during thing. The summertime. So if you need a soda, you can stop by our soda
it's
machine.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't get the movie pass, at least you got
your soda.
Soda. But yeah.
So follow our Facebook page, and I hope to see you all at the movies this summer.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of good stuff. So thank you, Bo Broby, for coming in and telling us about that stuff.
Awesome. Appreciate your time.
Okay, that was your Valley Talk program here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX.